107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
6:22, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Now you give me too much time.
Oh,
you
know? I'm so sorry. God, you're such
a little... See, the porridge needs to be just right, Brock. I don't know if you read that, children's.
You're such a little bitch. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products, including Bud Next, Neutral, and much more coming up for the summer. So make sure you keep that whistle wet with Bud Distributing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Go for it.
Major League Baseball, let's get through some scores, man. Tigers beat the Pirates last night 3-2 in game one. Oh, they had a doubleheader last night. Pirates beating the Tigers in game two, 7-2. Damn. Big swing there. White Sox beating the Cubs yesterday 4-3. Come on, Cubbies. Tonight, Detroit going to be in Houston at 8:10. You can check that out at WSJM. Cubs and White Sox are both off. Let's get to some Stanley Cup playoffs. Round one here. Last night, Hurricanes beating the Bruins 5-2. Carolina leads that series 2-0. Tampa Bay, they beat the Maple Leafs. Every time I say that name, the Maple Leafs.
Right up there with the Jazz.
You know, just a kick-ass mascot, isn't it? A Maple Leaf. What's a blow-away? What happens?
It makes maple syrup. Or that's the tree. Maybe if they were the maple trees, that would be better. But
the Maple Leaf. It's a big leaf.
Yes.
Dude, you know what they should do? They should have them hang out in the rafters and, like, halftime just fall out, like, especially if it's fall.
Slowly.
Right.
Right down to the ice.
Back and forth. You know?
Then have the Zamboni come up and... I love it.
No, like a leaf blower.
A leaf blower. There you go. Or some guy with a rake. Some guy with a rake. Be good. Be good.
And then some guy puts it over his crotch for a Halloween costume. He goes as Caesar.
Then
anyway,
moving.
Jesus.
Stupid.
Wild beat the Blues yesterday 6-2. That series is tied 1-1. Oilers beat the Kings 6-0. Damn. That series is tied 1-1. Tonight, Penguins going to be in New York playing the Rangers 7 o'clock. Capitals over in Florida playing the Panthers 7:30. Predators in Colorado playing the Avalanche 9:30. And the Stars playing the Calgary Flames at 10 o'clock. Yeah, going from a Maple Leaf to a Flame, you know, two opposite things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think Maple Leafs like Flames too much, man. Sure as hell smell good when they burn, though, don't they? I love the smell of burning leaves.
We've talked too long about leaves, Hunter. That's it. That's it. We've wrung this bit out.
All right, moving on. NBA last night. The Heat beating the 76ers 119-103. Miami leads that series 2-0. I'm going to come back to this game real quick. Suns beat the Mavs last night 129-109. Phoenix leads that series 2-0. Why I wanted to get back to Heat and the 76ers. I watched that game last night, or part of it last night. And I must say, James Harden's beard is like a void. It's like a void in the universe, dude. That thing is not real. He turns sideways, dude. It's like perfectly square. It's jet black. And I think he puffs it out a little bit. And you were talking about his lips, and you're right, dude. Like,
there's no, like, the only lip showing from, like, the beard, or the only skin showing from, like, the beard line to his neck is just the lips. Like, there's no, that is the thickest beard I have ever seen in my entire life. Yeah.
Ever seen. You know, like Leonidas in 300, how they like fluffed it up, painted it, you know, made it all movie ready. Like, his is thicker than Leonidas's, dude. This dude is straight up has a bush on his face.
It's nuts.
Isn't that hot? I mean, you get a pretty thick beard. Can you notice your face get hotter with it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And but for me, compared to most, yeah, nice thick beard. Compared to James Harden, I got a little wispy wizard beard, all right? Mine is like your beard compared to mine. Just a thin,
right.
Wispy.
Mine's like James Harden's beard, dude. Don't lie. Lush, thick beard.
You and your six hairs.
Hey, you know what? If I comb them right,
your beard
it looks good.
Your beard is like the Amish grandma in Kingpin.
Is that hair? It is hair. It's like angel hair. Yeah, that's what it is. It's angel hair growing off of my face. You know, you're jealous.
My daughter has a thicker beard than you are.
It's kind of offensive, man, to be honest with you.
Like,
I'm trying to get no boy bands. Why don't you shut up? It's got to be pencil thin.
It's so thin. So thin. So wispy.
Anyway, James Harden's beard. If you see this guy, watched him last night. It was one thing you noticed, man. I mean,
it'd be interesting. God, I would love to see, like, if you punched him, like, if that would soften the blow.
I mean, it definitely would.
Right?
Dude, I actually, you know, when Conor McGregor grew his beard out,
mm-hmm.
there's something to that, because you don't actually know, like, you don't know where the beard stops and the jaw starts.
Well, you know, it's got to
thick enough.
It's got to cause, yeah, some form of friction and slowdown, right?
Like, how many guys, like whiz the right hook past his chin thinking they're going to knock him out? It's just nothing but hair.
Right there. Got the hair. Or just even kind of softens, you know, like, you know, yeah. Like
kind
a little.
Ricochets it off a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. You would get knocked out immediately.
No softening any blows with this beard, that's for sure. All right, moving on. Quit ripping on my beard. I like my beard. It's a nice beard.
It's a nice beard.
Pro football, cute. Since we started at like 6 o'clock this morning, I got more stories here. The NFL going to Germany, dude. 2022 season. League now announced that Tampa Bay, the Bucks, will play Seattle Seahawks in the NFL's first regular season game in the country on November 13th at Allianz Arena in Munich. Seahawks have a German-born player, linebacker. His name's Aaron Donker. He was on their practice squad during the 2021 season. League also announced its traditional slate of games in London. Saints going to be playing the Vikings October 2nd. Your Packers, dude, going to be playing the Giants October
9th. I saw that. That's here's the only thing.
You should go.
I should go.
Get in a plane.
Head over there. Dude. I mean, it'd be a fun thing. That's a very American thing to do. Go overseas.
To go take a seat over.
Like, I don't go see anything else while I'm there. Like, I don't go to Big Ben, or I don't go check out the Louvre.
Actually, it lives right next to the stadium back in the States. It's wild.
I only go overseas to watch the football game, and then I'm right back out of here. Like,
You look over to your left. There's like 50 kids with their nose pressed up against the fence. I wish I could get in.
Oh, shut up, kids. You can't. This ain't soccer, all right? This ain't football.
It's an American sport.
This is an American sport.
Anyway. So the Packers going to play the Giants October 9th. Jaguars going to be playing the Broncos October 30th. Cardinals will play the 49ers November 21st for a Monday night football in Mexico City. So
I do. The Mexico City one, that one makes sense. I will say, if this is cool, and obviously sending our sport to the people across the pond, mm-hmm. I know there's people over there that like football, obviously not to the level we do here in the States. The only problem is, I think it messes with the players. I think it really does.
It has to.
Yeah.
Like, you're so used to playing at this time, boom, boom. And then all of a sudden, you're flying across the world.
Well, and then even just coming back, it takes a while, I'm sure, to kind of get back in the swing of things.
You know? Yeah. Maybe, well, I guess, November. Well, there are a few later games. I was going to say, they should make them all in the beginning, so where they, like, don't matter.
Yeah, like preseason stuff or something. I don't know.
Like, what if you got to win the next game and like your playoff? It depends on going to the playoffs. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's kind of rough.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same for both teams, though, right?
All because Nigel and his buddies at the pub want to watch the football game in person.
You know.
Anyway,
there you go, man. So that's what I got this morning. Coming up next hour, I have a Babe Ruth story here for you.
Oh, Baby Ruthie? Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Well, good morning. It's 7:24, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Yahoo!
All right, sports time, huh? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it is sports time, so don't effing blow it, man. All right, let's do sports.
Time Thursday. For Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products like Bud Next, Neutral, and plenty more to come in the summertime. So you're stocked up on those hot summery days.
Oh, man.
Bud Distributing.
Something about it. Just cracking that beer. So good. Anyway, Major League Baseball last night, Tigers beat the Pirates 3-2 game one. The Tigers beating the Pirates game one, 3-2. Pirates beating the Tigers second game, 7-2. Big swing there.
You got to figure it out?
Yeah, I think so. I'm a little dyslexic this morning. The White Sox beat the Cubs yesterday 4-3. So there you go. Tonight, Detroit going to be in Houston. That's going to be on WSJM at 8:10. Cubs and White Sox both off. NHL 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs, round one. Going to rip through some scores here real quick. Hurricanes beating the Bruins 5-2. Lightning beating the Leafs. The Maple Leafs 5-2. The Wild beating the Blues 6-2. And the Oilers beating the Kings 6-0. Penguins play the Rangers tonight at 7. Capitals going to be playing the Panthers at 7:30. Predators going to be in Colorado playing the Avalanche 9:30. And the Stars going to be playing the Flames at 10 o'clock. So there you go. Before I get into that, no, I'm going to do NBA real quick. NBA last night. This is kind of important because it's the playoffs, second round. Let's see. Last night, the Heat beat the 76ers 119-103. Miami leads that series 2-0. Suns beat the Mavs 129-109. Phoenix leads that 2-0. Real quick, James Harden's beard is absolutely fantastic. If you have not seen.
So tight. So tight.
You know, I'm starting to come around with James Harden a little bit. He was kind of a whiny baby. I didn't really particularly like him. He didn't really show any emotion too much.
Mm-hmm.
But he was. He's starting to play a little bit more defense. And when you're playing on both sides of the court, I'm starting to like you more as a player. So there you go, James. Step it up. You need to.
It's about time.
It's about time. But anyways, beard, dude, is absolutely – it's like I don't think you get your fist through it.
No, I don't think you get a finger through it. I don't think you could get a finger through it, to be honest.
How did your beard get that thick? Like Leonidas from 300 had a thick beard, and he puts Leonidas to shame, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. It was very noticeable last night. How do you play? You run around the whole time.
Yeah.
Does that make you sweat? It's like having a big bush on your face, man. Like, doesn't that get in the way?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe you're used to it, or I don't know. Maybe
here's
it makes,
the thing, though.
Makes him better. I don't know.
Do yourself a favor. Google image James Harden without a beard. You will die. There's a reason he's got a beard. It does not look like James Harden. That's for sure. Anyway, there's no games tonight, so
none.
There you go. Little NBA action there for you. I wanted to get to NASCAR though, man. So listen to this: drivers Matt Kenseth, Herschel McGriff, crew chief Kurt Shelmerdine. Somebody wild. It's basically the names: Kurt, Dale, Herschel. Quick question before I get into this story: when you go into NASCAR, do you got to have a certain type of name?
Yes, you do.
Like, are these real names? Are they born with this name?
Yeah. I think they give them names that will make them good drivers is what it is. Yeah.
Are they legit names or do they give them the names? Because, dude, there are a lot of, like, you know, Dick Trickle. Come on. Mm-hmm. Dude, really? That's like a WWE name almost. You know how, like, you come up with your character? All right, you're going to be Dale. You're going to be... I just feel like there's too many common names in NASCAR. Or is it just a lot of where the NASCAR drivers come from? There are just a lot of Dales. There are a lot of...
Yeah, from the South, you know, possibly.
Bills and I don't know. Anyway, we brought that up the other day. I was like, it is kind of odd. You really think about it. Anyway, those guys selected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Kenseth with the first ballot selection. Shelmerdine was voted in on his third try, and McGriff was on his seventh. So there you go, guys. Hey, NASCAR.
NASCAR!
NASCAR! Congratulations. Yeah. Pulling ass around that track, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! It's a butt puckering race right there.
I would just have a hole in my seat by the time I got done with that.
Seriously.
Everyone's going so fast.
Yeah. Just the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. One last story here. We got time. NFL going to Germany. 2022 season, man. The league announced that Tampa Bay, the Bucs, will play Seattle, the Seahawks, in the NFL's first regular season game in the country on November 13th at Allianz Arena in Munich. The Seahawks have a German-born player. Linebacker's name is Aaron Donker, who was on the practice squad 2021 season. The league also announced its traditional slate of games in London. Saints going to be playing the Vikings October 2nd. The Packers going to be playing the Giants on October 9th. The Jaguars going to be in playing the Denver Broncos October 30th. So.
Nice.
Also, real quick, Cardinals going to be playing the 49ers on the November 21st for the Monday Night Football game in Mexico City.
Nice.
You should just do that. I know football's not being played right now, but Cinco de Mayo. Come on. Just bust it out.
A little football game. Well, isn't the USFL going on right now?
Yeah. Dude, I've heard things about the USFL. I guess the quarterback play is just
rough.
It's rough.
I know. Like, I don't think I could get into it. I just don't think there's enough.
Here's what I like about it is it creates another lane for people to get into the NFL that didn't, you know, particularly didn't maybe go to college, or there's a lot of people out there, man, that potentially could be in the NFL that, like, just didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Started playing semi-pro and just kind of got lost in the roster, you know? That's what I like about that USFL league, though. It's like it definitely presents a way to get to the NFL if you're not, you know.
You like it because you think you still got a shot now. There.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Uncle,
shut up, Brock.
Uncle Rico like over here.
You know what, dude? I've been doing a little dumbbell work, man. I feel good.
And if Coach would have put me in, we would have won state.
Come on.
I bet you I can still
throw
a football over the mountains. What I could mountains. Do.
Both of them.
Easy there, Uncle Rico.
Videotape myself throwing a ball. Damn right, son. I'm going.
I got it.
You know what? I'm throwing in the NFL like Kurt Warner did. You know, I'm a bag groceries and go to the NFL. It could be me.
Could be you. Could be you. Yes, Hunter.
So Kurt Warner wasn't 36 and washed up.
And had talent.
Anyway. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.